Never forget the feeling that you are dying to learn, dying to know. We sometimes forget that education is a privilege. And when you're out in the clinic, you don't want to lose that thirst for learning more. Obviously, the reward is huge because your patients benefit the most. But more importantly, are you satisfying that thirst that you have for why you became a PT?
All right, today we sit down with Chris Hughes talking about the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy and their current concepts course. This is a great prep if you're looking to take the OCS examination. A lot of people dig into current concepts of orthopedic physical therapy from AOPT before they take the OCS exam. So Chris gives us a great overview. He's got a ton of experience ushering physical therapists through the OCS exam through the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. So we dig into that, and pay attention. At the end of the episode, we also have an opportunity for you to win your own access to current concepts of orthopedic physical therapy, their fourth edition. All the information you can find about current concepts at orthopt.org. That is orthopt.org. Take a listen to Chris, get the insight. And if you're thinking about taking that OCS exam, you're going to want to look at current concepts. Okay. And at the end of the episodes, hey, bonus for you, enter to win an opportunity to win that course as well. Episode brought to you by Owens Recovery Science. They're a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it properly in your clinical practice. Check out what Johnny Owens and his team are up to at OwensRecoveryScience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Chris Hughes has been a professor at Slippery Rock University in Pennsylvania for 30 years and a physical therapist for over 25. He's a board certified orthopedic clinical specialist and proud to be an alumnus from Springfield College and University of Virginia. His specialty is biomechanics and motion analysis. Chris, welcome to the show, man.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. It's great to be on and share some thoughts with you. I really appreciate the time.
What are we talking about today really is kind of the merging, or I should say the thing we should always pay attention to, right? We're always lifelong learners as physical therapists or just people in general. We need to be that. Learning very personal. And once you leave at school and graduate, sometimes we think, hey, I'm done learning. Now it's time to go do. But really, it's always up to you to find resources to learn and stay current, stay competent, and progress what you know so you can help the ultimate end goal, which is your patients. And we're talking about the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy, and that's something near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've been on board as editor over 13 years and was given the reins to craft and edit and come to the table with new courses. And the Academy puts out an array of courses. I think we're averaging about 18 or so a year. And it's been a great ride through those 13 years because we're filling a niche of continuing education in a professional way. So yeah, that was my gist. I was self-motivated by making sure there were quality con ed courses out there.
I think you're skipping a major part. We've talked about it before on this show, is the people that you have creating these courses and delivering these courses, they're the experts in orthopedic physical therapy. This is like Jordan, Magic, Bird. This is the dream.
Yeah. When we solicit authors, and you know, we have seasoned authors, and then we also welcome aboard new authors who have great insight. And so you get those stage names like a Todd Ellenbecker, and you get Phil Sizer, and you get Sally Ho. You know, these guys have been around for a while, and they share very well the experiences to those learners who really want to go to the next level. Peel that onion, like you said, Jimmy, to the next level. After you've graduated, you get some patient experience under your belt. Now it's up to you to craft that curriculum of learning. And we're just trying to put it out there on a plate and see if it matches your taste. And I think we've had a great response.
I'll continue the plate and the taste metaphor here. We'll go, let's find out what's on the menu, right? And I think a lot of times, myself included, we're the Google generation, or I don't know if it's a generation, but it's the Google time, right? So if you're thinking, if you're sitting at home, you're like, yeah, I need to, you know, some continuing education credits, or I want to hone my craft. What do I do? We Google it. And typically the first 2, 3, 4 things that pop up, that's the thing we want to look at. I wanted to get in deep because, again, a thing that you just threw out was about 18 courses a year. Like, that's a lot of stuff on the menu. That's a lot of specials continually coming out of the kitchen.
Yeah, and each of those series of courses could be three or six monograph sets. And of course, our most popular one is at Current Concepts, which we use for a lot of the registrants who use it for the OCS exam. That's a 12 monograph set. So we're spinning these courses all year long. And, you know, we try to, with our new platform, our new tech platform, offer it in such a way that people get a good glimpse of what they're going to buy and sample it, if you will. And I know the Academy's worked really hard at making sure we are seen. If we believe that if you come, you'll like it, and we'll stand behind it with service and credibility. So yeah, it's been to that level, that mission and vision for the section to do that.
All right, well, we got to make sure people know where the restaurant is located if they're going to, you know, eat off the plate and check out the menu. Orthopt.org, as well as at OrthopedicAPTA on Twitter, where a lot of people tend to do some interacting in our profession. So let's talk about that Current Concepts course. When someone is looking to, and you mentioned there, people use this as a prep for the orthopedic clinical specialist examination. Let's talk about it real high level. What ingredients go into it? And then what does someone get when they make a meal out of it?
Well, I think they get the whole dish. You know, they get the ability to get background information on anatomy and physiology. They get the blend of the patient care scenarios, excellent case studies. Then they get those assessment tools at the end. So it really takes you through the layers of learning. And then you can also do the self-assessments and say, where do I need to go back? And how do I need to fill in the details? Because obviously, when you're studying for something like the board exam, the OCS, you don't want gaps. And the 12 monograph set goes through every body region. Plus, it has a clinical reasoning monograph to it. And so we believe we've hit the major topics that allow comprehensive review and self-reflection. And so I think the way it's crafted as written work, and we've added much more media dimensions to the monographs as well, we think we've got winners. And our audience has said so, that a lot of them have said that it's really helped me study for the boards and pass those certification exams.
So when you hear from people who've gone through Current Concepts specifically, and again, you can find out more information there at orthopt.org. You know, some of the things that you hear is that's what people want to know, right? I mean, I talked to some of my classmates who graduated 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they're saying, and I've asked, are you thinking about the OCS? And a lot of them say, yes, but not yet. And I follow up with why, and they say, I don't feel confident yet. So are you hearing that after they go through that? Does that instill the confidence? Does that make a person feel like they now understand it enough?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And obviously there's options to pick from. You know, you can go on site to courses. There's many companies that advertise, you know, course preparations. We feel that we fit that niche that allows them to have that self-confidence. Like, I better grab this course. It's done by the experts. It's backed by the Academy with its scientific credibility and service-oriented approach. And I would say I would feel a little bit ill-prepared if I didn't give it a shot. You know, and we do get a lot of repeat customers from the other courses, and then they go and take the OCS exam, which is usually after X number of years out in the field. They've sort of grown up with us on some of the other courses, and they say, hey, I need to take that Current Concepts because at least I've got a brand that I can trust. And I think that's been the fun part, is making sure we've instilled that confidence, and our readers have told us that. We didn't market the course that way technically. It just evolved, where people said, I want that because I need that to study. And we're like, oh, that's how it became our best-selling course. It's pretty evolutionary, you know?
Let's go inside a monograph. And that's really like a chapter, right? If you're putting together a book, if this was a 12-chapter book, what does someone get in one of those monographs, you know, in terms of, you know, interactive content, written content? How does it kind of feel?
Yeah, I think the basics is let's lay that basic science groundwork. Every author brings to the table a certain amount of blend of that, whether it's clinical reality or also basic science. So that gets everybody on the same page in terms of the evidence-based approach. And then they go into the scenarios of how that fits into clinical exam, diagnosis, intervention. And then you get the outcomes. And so many of those monographs will then conclude with real life case studies that actually allow you to integrate those two major areas, the science and the clinical. And we found that people love our cases. The cases are done very well because they're done by clinicians. And I think they're really well represented on the page. And we've added the media component. For instance, many of our authors might include you know, video capture of exercises. They may include demonstrations. You know, we got a nice running monograph coming out that's got a lot of video clips to it. And you just can't beat it, Jimmy. I mean, you know, you get the blend. And I think you don't have to choose should you just go read or watch. We're offering both, and we're offering, I think, a nice organizational approach to learning. So that's what it's been.
Guys, like the Netflix of getting ready on your own time, when you want it, kind of the different types of media that you want and that will prepare you for the OCS or really just your career.
Yeah. I think you hit it right on the nose. We always look at it as learning your way. And the people who buy these courses obviously like the reflection of the written work, but they also want to see the reality. Like, yeah. I'm in practice. Is this really going to help me? This isn't a sterile read. This is a read that comes out of the page and gives me the three-dimensional learning I need to transfer right to the clinic. And more importantly, give you that professional growth that you're not able to have outside of that academic environment. Because let's face it, it's confusing.
Sure.
Like, what do you know? And where do you go after you graduate? The curriculum's not there for you.
Right.
We sort of set it as a curriculum of learning. And I think the Academy offers all those courses under that umbrella.
Yeah, I think you hit something there that strikes a nerve with some people. You know exactly what's in front of you. And sometimes that's it. But if you're not having that outside information come in from trusted experts, listen, if you're getting all of your new and updated clinical knowledge from Twitter, I would say you need to run that through a filter, right? And you're that filter.
Yeah, and the other thing I need to mention, Jimmy, is our peer review process. You know, we have subject matter experts that also sift through the monographs. I certainly edit it. We also have editors at the head office. We try to establish the accuracies. You know, in practice, we run into shades of gray all the time, but our authors are vetted. They're approached and selected based on their credibility and their resumes and their expertise. And so I would add that flavor is what you get is a peer review process that should hold up across any other course.
Yeah.
And I think that's important.
Yeah, you're talking about the people that are vetting this. I made the mistake of asking Sharon at the home office of the Academy for the reference list for current concepts. And I got a PDF that I think I got a wrist injury just by scrolling down on this. I mean, you guys have, to say in depth would be a little bit shallow, really. I mean, it's deep.
Yeah. And the Academy's strength has always been the grassroots membership participating. And that's the other thing, you know, everything circles back to helping you. It's a professional organization for you. So anything that you are able to purchase through that Academy really runs into, hey, I'm supporting myself for more stuff. It's not just going to a for-profit venture, somebody who's just after, you know, a certain amount of volume of courses to be sold. You know, they stick with you, and the service side of our Academy is just awesome. And I think members would agree if they've ever touched base with the Academy office, that's a highlight too. That's another perk.
The PT Pinecast will be right back.
New Step created the first product of its kind 25 years ago. That was the New Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. Now it's a mainstay in rehab with physical therapists worldwide. New Step now continues its tradition of innovation with the New Step Transit, another innovation in recumbent cross trainers for physical therapists, delivering real-time biofeedback with this piece of equipment, letting you use it in meaningful ways for awareness of physical performance, goals, identifying and correcting deficits or imbalances. Take a test drive or find out more at newstep.com. That's N-U-Step.com. Online at newstep.com.
Follow us online. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PT Pinecast.
Do you want to improve your skills as an orthopedic physical therapist? Do you want to practice at the top of your profession? Have you ever thought about earning your orthopedic clinical specialist certification? Well, imagine how great it would feel to go into the OCS examination feeling confident and prepared that you'll pass on your first attempt. If you were given a plan that was simple to follow, if you were given lessons that were easy to understand, and you were given sample tests that sharpened your skills. However you're comfortable studying, the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy's Current Concepts course can make you more prepared and confident for the OCS examination. But it can't help you unless you take the first step and make the investment. And today is your chance. Go to orthopt.org and take the Current Concepts course from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. That's orthopt.org and the Current Concepts course from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy.
And we're back. Let's get back to the show.
So talking about, you know, the resources you get, books are great, articles are fantastic, but you know who's creating this. And this is, you know, the dream team, as I mentioned before, of orthopedic physical therapy. You're getting that interactivity. Some things are difficult to explain without a video, and you're getting some of those videos, as well as how do I put this into context, right? And that's where those case studies, I can't tell you, whenever we do an episode with a case study involved, people always say, hey, we love that. Can you do another one? Because we want to now mix this together and figure out, well, how am I going to use this? Or what might I be looking for in a situation that I can bring these concepts that I just spent time, effort, and money to learn into practice?
It's where the rubber meets the road. And that's the applied learning we're after. We know our members are active in the clinic. We know they have expertise themselves that they bring to the learning table. And so when you combine it with bringing other people into that authorship process, I think it just exponentially allows them to get pretty smart, pretty fast, and pretty applied. Yeah. And so we've been real happy. Again, everything's grassroots. You know, these are people who are practicing. Many people who take the courses know some of the authors, so that's credible. And then more importantly, there's new opportunities to get involved at any level, either as an author or an SME, subject matter expert, or even just getting involved in the academy. And I think you'll find there's an attraction there that gives you what you're looking for.
Yeah. When I first started looking at this, and we're talking about current concepts a lot right now, because actually at the end of this episode, we'll give you a way to enter to win free access to one of those. So stay tuned for that. But I really, when I started digging into the other courses besides current concepts, I mean, shoulder, knee, hip, you know, it's the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. I was guessing that. What I didn't know is now it's going deeper into these other courses that all tie in together. Things like, I didn't expect to see pharmacology, you know, physical therapy, management of concussions. And then once I'm digging through, I'm saying, well, yeah, of course, all these things tie in. So those are great. It's more than just knee, hip, shoulder.
Yeah. And we have an advisory panel that meets at combined sections meeting. They offer up some niche areas that we might want to fill with a course. We also have our satisfaction surveys where people recommend courses. And yeah, we've run a number of courses that sort of may not be big in volume of sales, but they're needed. One might be that regenerative course. We offered a regenerative medicine course, which was actually probably ahead of its time, you know, because people weren't really understanding the field. It's a broad field. It's new on the basic science and the applied side. And so, yeah, I think it's been fun to craft the menu every year we meet at CSM and we roll these courses out. And we obviously have to make sure they're popular, but more importantly, are they needed? And so we blend it with the usual topics. Body regions always sell really well. You know, I'm a knee guy, so I'm looking for a knee course. But when you add a course like a concussion, which for the longest time was billed as a neuro experience, we've got a great monograph in there on the ortho side of concussions. And I think it was cutting edge. It was done by Ann Muka and that group out of Pittsburgh. Excellent, internationally known. And you can't get any better than that, Jimmy.
Yeah. One other that jumped out at me, you mentioned neurology and orthopedics, blending together two big areas of the human body where orthopedic physical therapists and neurophysical therapists, they're not in the silos. You're working with a human body there. You guys have that course available as well.
Yeah. We recognize you can call yourself and affiliate as an orthopedic therapist, but we all know it's all connected. And I think it's coming full circle right now with the movement systems approach and some of these other, as you get out in the area of practice, you realize I can call myself what I want. But you know, in the end, that patient has muscles, nerves, vessels, cardiopulmonary risk factors, you know, you got it, you can't ignore it. And so yeah. I personally spent some time in head injury during my affiliations, and I was purely ortho, but the neuro made me a better orthopedic person to treat these individuals. So you always have that respect, and it's just a dividing line on paper. But when you look at what courses we offer, yeah, we're trying to tie everything together. Close that loop.
Well said. Orthopt.org again, and you can take a look at the full course listing. Pay attention to the end of this episode. As I mentioned, we'll figure out how you can get into the running for current concepts for yourself. Test drive that and tell a friend. Chris, are you ready for three questions? No pressure, but now comes the hard part of the show.
Yeah, I think so, Jimmy. Go ahead, fire them out.
On the Hot Seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
All right, three questions brought to you by our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. If you're free to move about the country as a physical therapist, travel assignments and permanent assignments available for you. Find them online at AURUSmedical.com. So first question, very hard, is a where question. You're in the Pittsburgh area, but Chris, if you could go anywhere if you want for a 13-week short assignment in the U.S., where would you go?
You know, it's a place that's always been near to my heart when I was there in 83, and that would be Hawaii.
That comes up a lot. And a lot of people, I've had people on here on this show before who've traveled as physical therapists, and they say there are assignments available there all the time. You can go there for 3 months. I mean, it's like a rotation. You're like you're a student again, except you're getting paid.
Yeah, it was quite an experience when I was there for a year, 83 to 84. People were wonderful. It's a cultural melting pot. Everybody's active. There's a certain blend of healthcare there that you can't get anywhere else. And obviously the scenery and just the culture shock for a kid from upstate New York who's used to hunting, ice hockey, you know. And when you go on those beaches, and one of my favorites was Sandy Beach, and you intermix with that culture, it's hard to beat. It's there's no other place like it.
Yeah. Second question is a what question. Besides the course listings that we've been talking about today from Orthopedic PT, what's something you've watched, read, listened to, something that really brings you inspiration?
You know, that speech at the ESPY Awards by Coach Valvano, you know, was right on with what's important in life and how to stay motivated and how to appreciate the essence of experiences you have, love, laugh, learn. You know, if anybody's ever seen it, and obviously you can access it on YouTube. It's moving. Every time you listen to it, it just makes you energized. So Coach Valvano had a great speech. Unfortunately, it was near after he had been diagnosed with cancer, but I think he had all the right pieces together of how to put that perspective in. So that's a nice one for me.
Yeah, if you need some inspiration as a clinician or as a student to get through your day, He does a really good job of putting that in perspective all in one package. Great, great suggestion right there. Last thing we do on three questions is a who question. Who's someone the audience should know more about? Maybe someone who's doing some great work that you think deserves a little spotlight.
Now, I got to hand it over to one of my nearest friends who originally was in Pittsburgh and worked with the Pittsburgh Steelers, who's now director of player development at the Denver Broncos. His name is Coach Ray Jackson. Coach Ray Jackson works with the rookies coming in. Obviously, it was a big time right now because they just had, you know, the NFL draft. And I'll tell you what, we had some really nice conversations and still do about learning, growing up, maturity, being mentors for NFL rookies, but certainly with my teaching and also being out in the realities of practice and him being in a spotlight, you know, job like the NFL. Super talented guy. And I wish he was still here in Pittsburgh, but I was just out there at CSM in Denver and got a great chance to see him and meet with him and his wife, and his kids are off to school like mine are. And he's part of our family. So I'd like to give a great shout out to Coach Ray Jackson and let him know he does so much. And I was able to meet a lot of the strength and conditioning personnel there when I was out there for CSM. And they were very inviting. And that was Coach Lauren Landau was there. And really fun group. So I wish them well. I'm still a Steelers fan, obviously, but you know, there's nothing better than to be part of those atmospheres that do it right. And the Broncos certainly have a first-class organization as well. So that's my shout out.
That's good. All right, you're off the hot seat. That's three questions for Arias Medical Staffing. If you want to move around the country and do this thing that you love as a physical therapist or physical therapist assistant, maybe travel or permanent assignments are right for you. AURUSmedical.com.
This is The Parting Shot.
Last thing we do on the show is called The Parting Shot. It's kind of like your mic drop moment. For someone who's looking to advance their orthopedic practice, you know, is there a mantra? Is there something you typically, you know, make sure you hammer home with either students or seasoned clinicians?
Yeah, I think never forget the feeling that you are dying to learn, dying to know. We sometimes forget that education is a privilege. And when you're out in the clinic, you don't want to lose that thirst for learning more. Obviously, the reward is huge because your patients benefit the most. But more importantly, are you satisfying that thirst that you have for why you became a PT? And when you're dying to know, that means you lose sleep until you find the answer. When you're dying to know, you're willing to go to the ends of the world to get the proper, credible answers. And I think that's always been my mantra. And people will tell you I'm very passionate about what I believe in. and I'm willing to do what it takes to get it done. And I thought that's why I applied to the editor's job with the Academy, is I just wanted to convey that to people and provide that information. So keep that fire burning. It's obviously for a good cause in patient care, but more importantly, physical therapists work really hard, and they really sometimes need to keep that flame burning. And the best way, as you mentioned, these Con Ed courses and the lifelong learning process is so super huge. And we look at what's happened in New York City and these healthcare workers. How do you beat that? You know, they're stars in their own right because they've always burned bright in terms of the learning, and they understand the goal, which is patient care, and there's no second to none on that. So,
parting shot right there. Be dying to learn. I like that. Chris Hughes coming in strong. That website again, orthopt.org. And again, that Twitter handle if you want to follow along with some conversations, Orthopedic APTA. Chris, thanks so much for shedding some light on just a little bit. I mean, even this short time, it's just a little bit of some of those courses available from the leaders in Orthopedic PT, the Academy of Orthopedic PT through the APTA. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. I think you do a great job, and thanks for reaching out and giving everybody this forum to interact with you. So, you know, God bless you, and thanks for everything you do.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
As you heard a few times in that episode, an opportunity to enter a contest to win your very own copy, access to Current Concepts from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. This is their fourth edition. Just a complete review of anatomy and biomechanics of each body region, application of specific tests and measures, musculoskeletal pathology, and effective treatment strategies. It's a great way to prepare for the OCS examination. And we want to give an opportunity to you right now to win your very own copy of that. All right. So what you do is you go to the link in the show notes of this episode. You can also find it at orthopt.org. Again, the show notes of this episode, orthopt.org. Or if you sign up for an email with us at ptpinecast.com, you're in the running, and we'll give away a copy of that Current Concepts of Orthopedic PT this month. But I would hurry and get signed up now. Again, orthopt.org to win your copy of Current Concepts of Orthopedic Physical Therapy from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy.
This is the PT Pinecast,
our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.